At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 292. We are close to 300, and have we started planning for that?
Mentally, I have.
Oh, you know, that's a step up from what I'm doing.
I don't know how much that really translates into actually literally planning or doing anything. I've been thinking about it.
You know, we're going to throw some virtual confetti up. You know how we do it.
That's always a last minute decision. Yeah. But the problem is that I've been mostly mentally planning and a little actual planning for the award show. And that feels like a bigger undertaking. And then while I'm like looking at stuff for that, I feel like I'm getting ideas for 300. Yeah. Like what milestone is this?
300.
For 300, but then I just kind of get overwhelmed and go to sleep.
Valid. Yeah. Well, either way, we're getting close. Today's episode is an interesting one. We've got one that is wedding adjacent, but it's not a bride and a vendor fighting or a bride's makeup artist or nothing like that. It just has to do with a wedding. But I swear, it's actually kind of good. I like it. I like that topic. The second topic is deranged.
Yeah, no, it's actually kind of makes me uncomfortable to think about it happening to me. Actually, both do.
We have a lot to cover, okay? And people, mainly our researcher, has been calling this our like Elizabeth Teckenbrock, but like of catfishing. Like that's kind of the extent that we're dealing with. Elizabeth Teckenbrock has like scam people out of millions of dollars. So that's like quite a hefty claim. But to be like a pathological liar over the course of decades, it's pretty hardcore. It is. Elizabeth Teckenbrocky.
It is for sure. And we aren't going as in depth as we have with Elizabeth Teckenbrock because I haven't had weeks to deep dive it. And our researcher has only been looking at it for a couple days, I believe. But I guess we wanted to throw it out there that it could be a potential deep dive that if you guys are super into the story and you want us to deep dive, it's a possibility. But today we're just going to be kind of going over the general gist of the story, and it's still very alarming.
Very. But anyway, we're not going to start with that. We are going to start with the wedding drama, and it is all due to the fact that someone attended a wedding. Her name is Bez.
I thought you were going to say it's all due to a man.
No, actually, kind of. But her name is Bez on TikTok, but her real name is Ashley, and then we have the bride, Hannah. And a lot of times, I do see things on TikTok where people are like either making fun of someone's like wedding options. We were gonna cover something like that once, weren't we? Where it was like somebody was like, help me dress for this wedding, and it was like the most god-awful fucking, like everybody was
commenting. And I think I said, I was like, I don't know, it kind of just feels mean.
It felt a little bit mean. Yeah, it did, because it was like, yes, none of those are black tie wedding, because I mean, I will admit I am also confused by the concept of black tie. I thought it meant long dress.
I feel like there is a confusion on what it means, because some people think it literally means like you wear a black, and that's not usually the case. It's just like means very fancy and like typically like floor length.
Oh, so I was right?
Yeah.
Oh, it does just mean long dress.
Yeah,
but it means not like, thank you.
I think it technically maybe there could be like a midi length dress or something if it was still like the same vibe. It doesn't have to be like a gown, but like.
I'm telling you, I've seen people get ripped to shreds on TikTok for showing like midi dresses. And they're like, do you even fucking know what a black tie event is? I'm like, I guess I don't know.
Should we Google what the definition is?
I know, maybe we need to look it up. But like, I also don't think that like certain patterns fall into black tie. Like, I know it's not just black dresses.
I feel like you just, it's kind of just a vibe. You just like, no.
No, see, that doesn't help. I need instructions. But also, like, you're not going to wear florals, maybe like lighter pastels and stuff, which in general to a wedding, frowned upon.
Yeah, no, it's more like kind of like deep colors, I feel like, where it's like black.
Navies, burgundies.
You could do like a velvety situation, maybe, like a satiny situation. I think it's also like materials.
Okay, I get
it. But it's like, I don't think there's like a hard line of like, this isn't. It's like, there's a little bit of gray area maybe, but mostly like you just kind of know. This girl did not know. But also,
you say that on TikTok,
not even that this girl did
you.
Not know. It's that she didn't actually know that it was supposed to be black tie.
Right. Which is unfortunate.
It is.
But anyway, this is Ashley hiding in the bathroom at the wedding. And she decides to make a TikTok
room, isn't it?
Oh, it looks like a coat room, right?
Yeah.
I forget that they have those. looks like a closet.
Yeah, yeah. No,
anyway, she's like hiding in a room. Coats.
Yes.
And she wrote on screen, "I didn't know the wedding was black tie."
I will say, if this happened to me, I would not be filming a TikTok off, like, sequestered by myself somewhere. I would have, like, left to go get another dress or just left, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. But, you know, maybe that's just her vibe. You know, like, some people just TikTok when they are in a crisis.
That's true.
It's just not us. Like, yeah, yeah. We're not going to think to open our phone and do this.
No.
I'm at a wedding. I'm literally hiding out in the staff hallway right now because I've been having kind of a panic attack all night.
Already. Sorry to pause so soon. You already see the top.
She also says she's been having a panic attack all night. So has she been, like, just attending the wedding and this is, like, later?
Yeah, it seems like they're at the reception, not at the ceremony. But also, just in general, she might have just been internally. Like, some people say, I've been having a panic attack. She probably just freaked out when she realized everybody was dressed so nicely. But, like, you can tell just from this, like, 3-inch sliver that
she's
we can see from
tie.
Her upper body. Yeah. No, not black tie. It looks like a Xenon costume or something. I don't even know. Okay, anyway.
Because when I walked into this wedding, that is when I found out that it is black tie, and literally every woman at this wedding is wearing a floor-length black gown. Not only is it black tie, but it's, you're supposed to wear all black. Like, are you, I asked my boyfriend, what was I supposed to wear to this wedding? And he said, whatever, just something nice. It's a wedding. And I was already a little worked up because I have, like, a knee and a calf injury right now. So I have to wear flats, and I don't have any fancy flats. So I'm, like, wearing white Doc Martens, but let me show you my
outfit. That was the worst part.
Every single person in this wedding, long black dress. This is what I'm wearing. Do you see this?
Yowza. Oh, yowza.
It's not even, it's the Doc Martens, but it's the Doc Martens with the socks as well.
No, the socks going higher, diabolical.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But also just in general, I was unaware that Doc Martens in any way, shape or form were comfortable. I've always heard them to be quite the opposite. So like if you have a knee or calf injury, feel like maybe they're not the move.
I mean, mine aren't uncomfortable, but I think she does explain later that it's that she said she doesn't have a lot of shoes. She has like 3 pairs of shoes and that they're like running shoes. So these were like her only other options.
I have many thoughts on that, but I will hold them for a moment.
Same.
I look like a kindergartner on her first day of school. I look like a slutty church lady. Do you know what I actually look like? I look like some kind of cartoon character that got brought to life. I do not look like I'm going to, are you, this is it. This is every person in that room over there, floor length black gown, and this is what I'm wearing. I keep hiding because I don't want to ruin all the wedding pictures. I would not do this on purpose. Cannot believe I didn't know it was black tie.
Yeah.
I would have, and I'm not saying she should have, I'm just saying what I would have done is leave. Immediately.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah. Some of the comments were like, girl, where the hell did you even acquire that outfit? What the hell? Like, genuinely, it looks like a Halloween costume, which is the next comment. Girl, that's a Halloween costume. I kind of do agree. It has like the telal of a Halloween costume. Like the, what is that? Oh my God, not me being Hilaria Baldwin. The fabric. The fabric. How'd you say in English? Yeah, like the material, it like gives like Halloween costume, like almost like she was doing like 80s alien. I don't know what the actual theme would be, but I don't know how in any world she said this is perfect for a wedding. Like, I don't understand. Even, first of all, never listen to your boyfriend. I would never in a million years ask Nassim, what should I wear to the wedding? He would literally say the same thing, like, yeah, something nice. Like, that's it. They don't have many,
I guess, I just
thoughts.
Like, when you think of like, what would you wear to the wedding? Not that. It doesn't matter if they yeah. didn't tell me it was black tie. I still would have dressed 100%. It up a little more than that, I think. But also, I feel like when I think of what to wear to a wedding, it's supposed to be something that's not like attention grabbing at all.
And hers is pastels, which yeah. is already a no-no.
Yeah.
You don't wear pastels or anything even remotely that could be photographed close to white. Unless obviously told otherwise.
Yeah. And like even with like florals and stuff, I feel like that's for like a daytime outside wedding very specifically.
Right. And this comment says, have you ever been to a wedding? And that brings me to my other point. Even if Nassim would have just said like, oh, I don't know, something nice. If I would have dressed in this, mm-hmm. he would have said like, oh, I don't know if that's, you know what I mean? Like he would have stopped me because he would have worn a suit to a wedding.
Yeah.
Because people just know when you go to a wedding, there's pretty much only a few things you wear. And it's like dresses and suits. Like that's
yeah.
it.
I think my biggest problem, though, again, was the shoes and the socks.
I mean, it's definitely a problem that I would say did not help.
Yeah.
But I mean, biggest problem, I don't know. Like, that's like a three-piece. It's like a skirt and a tank. I don't even know what it was, but it's like, it wasn't a dress. You don't wear a two-piece to a wedding unless, like, again, it's like a cultural thing. Like, I know culturally some people wear like two-piece, like, but it still looks so elegant. Like, it's like long skirts and like things that are very... They make sense.
Yeah.
This doesn't make sense. It was not, you know, obviously. I mean, if you have eyes and you're watching it, you sweat for yourself. And she knew it. That's why she hid in the fucking broom closet or coat closet, of course.
Yeah. I guess it's more, though, like, understood that you didn't understand that it was a black tie wedding. But what wedding would that have been appropriate for?
None, obviously. Yeah. She further explained herself because people obviously came for her. And
they were
again,
very mean.
Dude, but like over black tie wedding, specifically black tie wedding attire. TikTok is feral. I'm like scared of these comments because like you said you could wear a midi dress. Somebody's probably like shanking you in the comments. Like genuinely, I mean, a midi dress, people take black like tie mid-calf. Dress code very seriously. Nope, not acceptable. They don't want to see ankle.
Oh, that's, I feel like that's a bit much.
Yep, well.
I don't think I've ever been to one that's like that fancy.
Right. Well, anyway, this is her explaining herself a little bit further.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Ashley Bez. You may recognize me from last weekend when I wore... the wrong thing to a black tie wedding.
Is she wearing her watch over her sleeve?
Yeah.
Is that typical practice?
I mean, technically, I did do that during our Island Boys episode, but that was also because the watch was like five sizes too big.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Right.
And I was, so what happened was I didn't read the invitation.
Right.
For so many reasons. The big reason is because my dog is sick. So I've just been dealing with that, like going to the vet and home cooking meals and like hoping it's not something really bad. And like when there's something going on in your life, a lot of times like other things fall by the wayside. This wedding, I did not look at the invitation. It was a friend of my boyfriend's. Neither of us had met the bride. I'm trying to think of the last time I even saw the groom. I think it was like 6 years before the date of the wedding. He's very sweet. I did not know him very well.
I mean, none of that. I mean, the dog thing is kind of relevant because when your brain is kind of just occupied on other things, nothing else honestly seems important. Number one, you're just like, fuck it, who cares? But at the same time, if you're going, like if you weren't going, I wouldn't expect you to give a shit. But if you were going just in the getting ready process, I don't know, I would have thought about it first.
I don't trust a man to tell you what to wear.
No, well, obviously not. But like, I do understand feeling so stressed out about something that you completely put everything else to the side.
But if you're going.
Yeah, but if you're going.
Like if it was thing, like, I'm so stressed that I can't even like handle going. Absolutely.
Yeah, we got to take a peek at the invitation.
I feel like usually like you have it in the kitchen near the fridge, maybe put it on the fridge, like it's coming up.
I doubt he put that on the fridge. You know what I mean?
It doesn't sound like he did. Yeah.
Clues that it could have been black tie. I did not see them.
Okay.
Did I look at the website? No.
Okay.
100% on me. Like not, I am absolutely not blaming anyone for that. Like that is my fault. I should have looked at the website. Like that
was just the invitation.
A very stupid move. That was on me. But my boyfriend, he thought that black tie, like, bless his soul. He goes, oh, I thought black tie was women can wear whatever they want. It's like the one time men have to wear something, which I thought was really sweet.
Sweet? I don't know.
Naive?
I don't know if I'd call it
little dumb.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I'm so dead. Where in the title of black tie? Or like, I want to know where he got that.
I guess it's because it's
context.
Only specifying the black tie that the man is supposed to wear.
I'm
yeah.
So but... dead. That's actually kind of funny.
Okay. Yeah.
People were insane to me in the comments. So I live in New York. I'm an artist. I go to a lot of weddings where you dress up, but like you dress interesting. And I'm not trying to be a dick. Okay, how do I say this? If you have a personal style, like that's okay. You just wear something nice. People were freaking out the most about the Doc Marten boots and socks. Again, I tore my calf muscle running. I can't, like, the number of things that happened that led to this outfit. I tore my calf muscle. I put on a pair of heels. I was like, well, I can't walk in shoes that it feels like someone's, like, stabbing me in the calf. The only other shoes I own are running sneakers. Like, everyone's like, wear cute flats. Don't own them. I own literally 3 pairs of shoes, so.
Okay. Do you not know anybody?
Yeah.
You could have checked, like, your local Buy Nothing. I'm sure that there's, like, random shops that would sell them for, like, $5 or $10. Like, the little ballet flats, you could have even bought on Amazon. They sell them.
Those ones that you wear, like, after your feet are sore from the heels that you put
Yeah,
on.
I brought them to the Sabrina Carpenter concert because I knew my feet were going to be fucking killing me. They're literally, like, $5 to $10.
Them and you put them in your purse,
right, and they're like almost disposable. You know what I mean? But it's like at least that would have looked a little bit better than Doc Martens, just because Doc Martens are not at all.
They just draw. I mean, and then with the socks, with the stripes on the socks, it just like all the attention straight to the shoes.
Right. And I get like you have your own style. Like I know that a lot of people don't fall into like a formal gown or suit and tie. Like that's not their personal style most of the time. But like, you know. It's just the thing people do for weddings. But I guess she's saying she's in New York and there's like a lot of funky people, which well, like I do get.
But. Yeah, but also she's like, you wear something interesting to the wedding. I'm like, I don't know though. I feel like even for like non-strict weddings, like the whole thing is like you don't draw all the attention to yourself because like that's supposed to be on the bride.
Right, right. I mean, again, unless instructed otherwise. If you've got your cute little funky artist friend who's like, listen guys, let's all be freaks. Like, let's all do our freaky artist thing. And everybody slays. I love that. But like, you have to be instructed.
Yeah.
I didn't have time. I didn't have time. This feels so crazy. The other clues that it could have been black tie, the venue, it was in a bar in New York. I did not know that you would have a black tie wedding in a bar. I just didn't know that. I just assumed it was these like really fun casual weddings.
Spoiler alert, it was not in a bar.
Wait, it wasn't in a bar?
No, she made this part up.
Wait, why would she make it up?
She has a reason, supposedly, but it seems like, to me, the reason was to make people, like, lay off and be like, oh, that makes sense then. But in reality, she, I guess, says that she, like, was trying to not let it be, like, that people could trace it back to, like, where the wedding was and, like, figure out who the bride was and
gives
stuff.
A fuck, it happened already.
But then the bride ends up speaking out and she's the one that's like, it wasn't in a bar.
Oh my God, that is an interesting choice.
Yeah.
So I did have a panic attack when I walked in. Full on panic attack, like hyperventilating. My boyfriend had to like carry me to a table. Not carry me, guide me to a table. Thankfully, our table was in the back. And then I was like, you know what? Like, it was once I actually started feeling better a little bit because like I talked to a couple people. I was like, hey, I didn't get the memo. They're like, it's okay, you look cute, which is like a testament to the other people that I was around. Like, they didn't care. There were some like older women that like definitely were like, what the hell is this lady doing? Like but they didn't say anything to me. And so once I was feeling like a little bit better, I went into a stairwell. Cause this was on the third floor. I went into a stairwell and I kind of just like made fun of myself. I'm a comedian. Like, I have to make fun of myself. So I love that dress. I actually made it with my mom. She's like an amazing seamstress.
God bless. That was not a dress. Okay. It was not a dress. It was like a tutu and a tank top and a shawl. You know what I mean? Like, it just like, I think if you put it in the dictionary or reverse image search it or whatever you need to do, it would not be described as a dress. I just think that that was literally one of my notes. I was like, if it was a dress, that would have been different.
We're going to see that she gets like progressively more into like taking it as an attack on like her personal style. And like she's taking it very personally. And I get that people were super, super mean. But I also am like, I don't think anyone really has a problem or really cares about your personal style. It's more just like you need to be
time
able to compromise your personal style to fit an event when it's someone else's event.
Well, like I said, a formal dress is rarely anybody's personal style. Nobody's gonna wear that unless they have to.
Well, and it's like, just find like a simple black dress that you can have in your in your arsenal that you can wear if you need to. You don't need to be showcasing your favorite outfit every single time you go somewhere.
Right.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Hexclad.
Hexclad makes my favorite pots and pans and knives, honestly, to ever exist. I have had my Hexclad pans for over 3 years now. I was very lucky that they sent me even more to add to my collection, but I have had such a good experience with them compared to all the other pots and pans I used to use that I would have to repurchase every year because they would get scratched and gross and stained. I did say this last time, but I ask for a Hexclad item every single Christmas. So if you have not even just a chef, but like somebody who loves to cook in your life and you're wondering what to get them, look no further because HexCloud has a bunch of options like their 6-piece and 12-piece sets that are honestly such an amazing gift. They pretty much help you start completely over with all your pots and pans if you want to switch them all out.
Jesse's like, get them the bundle if you can.
No, I mean, I would have very much appreciated it.
And they're great because they are metal utensil safe, dishwasher safe, and oven safe up to 500 degrees, which, I mean, I don't cook a lot, but I think that's probably higher than you would need.
And every HexCloud product comes with a lifetime warranty, so you're not just buying cookware, you're literally setting someone up for years of meals, memories, and celebrations.
Also, one other thing that I really appreciate about them is that they are induction ready and even have a stay cool handle, which I feel like I've had quite a few experiences where I did not have a stay cool handle and it was not a fun experience. So this season, don't just shop for gifts. Give the upgrade every kitchen deserves, which you can actually get right now for 10% off if you go to hexclad.com/DWKT.
That's hexclad, HEXCLAD.com/DWKT. And it helps us out a lot if you let them know the girlies sent you. And thank you so much to HexClad for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
We took like one of the tiers and sort of made this shawl because it was like, it's like a fairy. I like absolutely loved it. And I realized from the comments that no one else liked it. Mm-hmm. And the other comment. So someone was like, you shouldn't wear, like, why do you own this? Someone said, why do you own this?
Okay.
I own it because I like it. Like I dress a little bit like a child because that makes me happy.
Okay.
And as a depressed person, little things that make me happy are like wearing bright colors, wearing interesting patterns and fabrics. And I do that every single time I leave the house. And so when some people were saying, why are you even wearing this? I'm like stumbling over my words because I'm like getting panic thinking about how mean some of these comments were. And I responded, oh, well, I wore this outfit to a wedding last year and my friends liked it. And the responses to that, the responses to, I wore it to a wedding last year were, no, you didn't. You're lying. Your friends are lying. You don't have any friends. And so once like that negativity came in, I was like, oh, there's nothing I can do or say. Like the comment section of this wedding dress video is they want to hate me. So I guess I just have to let them do it. And so I let them do it. So by the time I went into the stairwell, I know I've gone on so many tangents now, but I went into the stairwell and I like recorded that video. I made fun of myself. So even though I do like that, I liked my outfit and like, I wish I wasn't wearing Doc Martin boots. I liked my outfit, but I still can see myself through an outer lens. So I was like, kindergartner on the first day of school. Like what? Like who would wear this to a wedding? Like I looked like a cartoon character came to life. Like I was being self-deprecating. And I guess my thought was that, because this is what happens on stage as a comedian, like once you make fun of yourself then like the audience is on your side. But when I made fun of myself in this video, everyone was like, no, you're actually worse than that, and I'm gonna tell you how much worse you are. And I was like,
welcome to
people
TikTok,
are yes yeah. People were very, very brutal. My friend summarized it in a really good way because I had a lot of people also reach out to me just like via text that they were like, what's happening on the internet? And I was like, I don't know, it feels really mean-spirited, right? And they were like, it's like almost weird how mean everyone's being. And I just realized that like the people that know me know that's how I dress and like know that's kind of my spirit. And everyone else is like, oh no, you dress like bad and I hate you. I don't know, it was so weird. So one of my friends that reached out to me, this video is getting really long. I just looked down, it's 6 minutes. I'm sure no one's even gonna watch this.
Hello.
But she reached out to me.
Hi, welcome.
And she goes, it feels like the whole internet is trying to stamp on your natural joy. And I burst into tears because that is what it felt like. I think because I spend like every day, like trying to be a positive person. And again, I have depression, so it's something I have to try to do. I'm like going to start crying. Like seeing like so many people be like, oh, we hate that about you. It's like, the one thing I like about myself that like I can always put together an outfit that makes me happy.
This got weird, right? Or no?
I feel bad. Like, I'm sorry that she's upset. Yeah. And I'm sorry that people were super mean, because I feel like that's really unnecessary and it always happens on the internet.
You could say that's a silly outfit without being like, and you're the fucking worst for ever deciding to put it on. Like, you don't need to go there.
I think that it's gotten to a place in her head where it's not as deep as she's thinking it is.
Yeah, like, she feels like it's very personal, and I think other people probably saw it on their For You page, and we talk about this all the time. It's so easy to leave a comment on TikTok that they just did.
And
they
then
just
forget about a week later.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, I feel for her that she's so upset about this, and it's probably, like, the first time she's getting inundated with hate.
For sure.
But at the same time, I don't think it's that serious. The outfit was, you know, not appropriate for a wedding. And, like I said in the beginning, people are cutthroat about black tie. So, it was, like, the perfect storm. And on TikTok, it's not like you're a comedian on stage and people are on your side. You let them in. You give them an inkling. I mean, it depends. There's some people that make fun of themselves and it goes well for them on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then it's the flip side.
It's pretty unpredictable. You just let
that door open and it's...
But also, again, like, personally, I would have never put this on the internet. Are you kidding?
Absolutely not. I would have gone home and told my friends about it and called it a day. But she wanted to make content out of it. And I mean, I commend her for leaving it up, because she could have just deleted it and said,
yeah,
fuck you.
No, for sure. I do think that she's taking it as, like, saying people are trying to, like, stomp out her joy and, like, everything she loves about it. So it's like, I think they just really didn't like the outfit and think that you were being a little inconsiderate to the couple getting married. And she's taking it as, like, a personal attack on her without really seeming to consider, like, her not looking at the invitation and her just being kind of, like, careless about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't seem to really be addressing any of that aspect.
And I mean, I get it. I think she's, like, got a lot going on. You know what I mean? Like, with the dog thing and everything, this was meant to be a silly little video. It got out of hand, and now she feels personally attacked. I just think most people probably just thought, like, oh, like, they were in disbelief when they saw it. I surely was. When she stepped back and brought her little leg up, I was in disbelief with the socks and the Doc Martens. I was. So let's watch the bride's video. Unfortunately, she did put some music in the background. We'll do our best to take it out. It's pretty loud. So this is the bride who made a TikTok just to address this.
And I do think this was really nice of her.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because also, just to note that she said she doesn't know the bride. She'd never met her before. She only even knew the guy. Like, she had only seen him, like, 6 years earlier or something.
Hey, guys. So I'm sure at this point you have already seen the video about the wedding guest in black tie, who was not in black tie, wearing a pink and blue tutu dress and white Doc Martens. I was the bride. Here's story time. We are all fucking good. You know, me and Ashley have already chatted about this. I'm sorry it took me so long to respond. I actually don't have a TikTok. And everyone kept sending me this video. I just respond, LOL, because, like, I'm not even watching it. And then finally, you know, my mom is like, Hannah, this girl's at your wedding. Watch this video. Please watch this video. It's like, oh, shit. Like, you know, I think you're allowed to not like someone's outfit and have an opinion about that. But some of the comments that y'all were leaving were really, really uncool. I was cyberbullied like 3 or 4 years ago on the day that I had to put my cat down. Legitimately, still, that is like why I deleted TikTok, like, fully. Still have war flashbacks.
And I just, like, nosy as fuck for wanting to know more about that. I'm like, wait a second.
What happened
3 or 4 years ago? I mean, that's awful, obviously, but, like, what happens?
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Thinking about that, I do think we should have a, you know, moment of compassion and really think about, like, what we're saying on the internet to people. I do want to bring up two details. The first detail is that it was not a black tie wedding. It was black tie optional. I just wanted you to dress nice. But for women, I did say, you know, please wear a black dress or gown. The reason why I did that is because I think it's even more ironic with this whole situation. I chose that because I was like, you know what every person in New York has in their wardrobe? a beautiful black dress.
Not her.
Which is funny because the fact that she said that, like, so it would be easier for people. But in reality, then it not only was not easy for this girl. I mean, she could have been, actually. She just didn't even know that that
was
the
direction.
She didn't
say she didn't have a black dress. She said she didn't have any shoes.
She was not told to wear the black dress.
Right.
So the boyfriend, again, big fuck up on his part because it wasn't 100%. Just black tie. It was that girls wear a black, that's a very specific thing. So it's like when she asked you what she should wear, you should probably tell her the very specific thing that it listed on the invitation. But the fact that then everyone did wear black dresses made it stand out 10 times more. Because like had everyone else worn maybe different colors or like other things that could have been considered like black tie optional, it maybe wouldn't have been as dramatic, but like this would have been like you're
so
sticking out like a sore thumb.
I could see why she had a panic attack upon walking in.
I would have
because it must have been jarring.
Yeah.
The wedding was not at a bar. I asked Ashley why she said it was at a bar, and she said that it was just to kind of create like a red herring. She didn't want anyone.
Not the red herring. What are you, an escape room? This is ridiculous. We don't need you to do that.
Recognize it or recognize the location or the restaurant or, you know, try to inference who the bride was. It's at a 3-story Chinese Michelin star restaurant, one of my favorite cooking restaurants. Everyone's saying, oh my God,
so not a bar.
Who has a black tie wedding at a bar? It was at a bar. Sure, you guys are, you know, curious about proof of this, but I have right here. Whew, I have right here. The guest book that Ashley signed with a comment about her outfit.
No. What is this?
Shut up. Oh my God. Shane didn't tell me the dress code, so I'm sorry. I showed up like a first grader on picture day.
So she even joked about it in the damn book.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, she's a comedian and like whatever, but like other people were agreeing with you, queen. Honestly.
I do not have any photos because she said she was steering clear of the photographer, but also I'm kind of beefing with my wedding photographer, so I don't even
know. Ooh, give us like, another story time. Yeah. God, she's
bold. Shit happens, and it's kind of crazy to see like a wedding guest at your wedding posting a video about your wedding and then it like blowing up and then everyone having 1,000 different opinions about it. Yeah, like, oh, who does that? Or, oh, like they should have been more chill or this or that. Like, I don't know. It took me a minute to make this video, really, because, like, I'm not a really big person about social media or, like, putting my business on social media. It was just kind of, not, like, shocking, but, you know, just kind of, like, holy shit, to see, you know, your wedding causing so much discourse. And I just really, really want to thank everyone who is actually being really nice to Ashley in the comments, by the way.
Okay. Not the brand deal. But no, I think that that's awesome. She's super sweet. It said, oh, that's why she had the song super loud. It was Charlie XCX and Lorde's.
Oh, it's Girl So
remix.
Confusing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great song.
It says, let's work it out on the remix, breaking my silence as a bride from the Doc Martens black tie wedding. And I think that honestly, that's great. There was another TikTok that people found that was of Ashley over the summer. And she was like doing like a little comedy thing where she's like, I want to scare away straight men. And she was wearing this like these shorts that were like covered in fireworks. And like, just like, it was, you know, a very interesting choice. And she has an eclectic style. Like she said, it makes her happy. So be it. If the bride's not mad, I'm certainly not going to be mad. I definitely don't agree with Ashley that it was a dress. And I don't think that for any wedding other than being advised that, hey, we're doing funky style today, that would be appropriate. Like, just in general. But, like, honestly, I think it was an honest mistake. I think that she literally just, like,
I did not know.
Everyone
get your pitchforks for the fucking boyfriend. You didn't tell her to wear a black dress.
Literally. Yeah. The only person to blame is him. And I'm sure Ashley wouldn't even want that because she thinks it's, like, sweet that he thought it was, like, whatever. But he's the friend. He's the one that saw the invitation.
He dropped the ball.
Yeah. So it was his fault. And I, yes, would have left. If I was Ashley, I would have left and come back and just like done a quick little change.
Probably wouldn't have come back, especially because I didn't know the bride and barely knew the guy. Would have been like, honey, you're on your own.
But to not come back to a wedding, they paid for your plate already. Like, that's diabolical. Yep. Can't do that. Yep. But anyway, that's pretty much it. I do think silly outfit. I don't think slay response from people. I think people lost their mind a little bit and it made Ashley sad. Now, you know, it's not worth it.
Yeah. I don't think you need to dim your light. No need to change your personal style. I think just maybe be a little more cognizant of one directions for what you should
directions
wear at a wedding
are important.
And maybe double check those. Don't just ask your boyfriend.
And there's always directions. That's the thing about weddings. There's like always a dress code.
Yeah. If that dress code's a little vague, then I say you don't need to completely abandon your personal style, but maybe just
tailor it,
adjust it.
Yeah.
Play it down a little bit. I would always go with the safer option.
Right.
If there's a chance that it would be like, I don't know if this is going to work, I wouldn't do it.
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's Revolve.
Revolve is one of my favorite places to shop because they have endless options. They have formal wear, so like I got some dresses for a wedding I went to recently, which is on par for this episode. Maybe the girl should have taken a look on Revolve.
Right.
Also, they have like t-shirts, they have jeans, they have shoes, sunglasses, bags, anything you could possibly imagine or need, they have.
Yeah, they have over 1,200 brands and 100,000 styles across fashion, beauty, and home, from high-end to emerging and exclusive labels, and they update that every single day. So there's never going to be a time where you're like, oh, I've seen everything on Revolve. Trust me, you have not.
And I really enjoy that they have personalized product recommendations that are based on your favorites in your purchase history, because it really does give me a bunch of things that I actually am very interested in.
They also have amazing customer service with fast and free shipping plus returns, which is very important when you're buying online.
The shipping is like really fast.
Very.
Way yeah. faster than I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm always wearing my Revolve sweatshirts that I bought from The Laundry Room. That's the brand. They have a ton of different brands, mm-hmm. but the one that says LA is my favorite, and you can put your little thumbs through the holes and it's honestly just so comfortable.
So whether it's a weekend away or a big night out or just a little style refresh or just some t-shirts. Right now, if you go to revolve.com/DWKT and shop our edit, you can take 15% off your first order. You just have to use the code DWKT.
Fast two-day shipping, easy returns. It's literally the only place you need to shop from. Again, that's revolve.com/DWKT to shop our favorites and get 15% off your first order with code DWKT. Offer ends November 21st, so happy shopping. And thank you so much to Revolve for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Well, this next topic is interesting, and let's unravel it together. It's something I was tagged in, and to my surprise, the creator, Lauren, actually commented back to the person who was tagging me, and she was like, I've been following Jessie Smiles since like her first video. And I was like, oh my God, really? And then they were like, I hope she covers it or whatever. So here we are. We're covering it.
Hello, I'm the other girl.
And holy shit. Yeah, this is the other girl, aka Lily Marston, and we host Do We Know Them, where we cover stories like yours. And fortunately, what a fucking story this is. I mean, wow.
Yeah, you said it's interesting. I would say the word would be terrifying.
Right, but what's, you know, what's the difference? Right?
Interesting, terrifying, same difference.
Interestingly terrifying. Yeah, there's some people on this earth that I will never understand why they do the things they do. And
or
Jess
how,
is one of them.
Even.
Yeah, but I mainly want to know, like, and I think that's why documentaries need to be made about like Elizabeth Teckenbrock and like this girl. I want to know the psychology. Like, when I watched that documentary you were telling me about where the mom was the one texting the girl the whole time, I was pissed because I was like, I need to know more about why you fucking did that.
Yeah,
like,
they like,
I
didn't really dig there. Into that much afterwards.
Ugh,
it was just kind of
so
like,
much.
And she didn't even like totally fully admit it. She like still tried to claim that there was like other stuff that people
somebody
didn't
else.
Know. And it's like, what the fuck yeah. are you talking about? I mean, the documentary aspect of stuff like this, I feel like, yes, I would like to know the psychology behind it. But usually most of them don't really divulge that much information for that side of it, because usually the person doesn't fully like this. They don't fully admit it. I would say that I almost think it's more important just to like know that people are out there that do this. Like that you need
right.
to be aware that like someone could be doing this to you, and then it's not that out of the ordinary.
So the main person we're talking about is Lauren. Her TikTok is okay, fine, I'll make a TikTok, which is funny. And then her best friend or ex-best friend, definitely ex-best friend,
yep.
is Jess, of course. Has to be my fucking name.
Uh-huh. Ex-best friend and ex other things.
Yeah, ex a lot of things. Yeah. So we're gonna first let Lauren explain this herself. Lily did some editing because, you know, there was some things we needed to edit down so that we could watch it for you guys. But in general, this is like a quick story time of it. There's other things that our researcher was trying to figure out to like fill in the gaps, because spoiler alert, there is a podcast called Something Was Wrong. Okay. And they are like a true crime podcast that cover a ton of different things, but like trauma and like crazy shit that people have been through. And the entire season 20 is about this situation. Okay. So there's a lot here. And that's why we said if you guys want a deep dive, we could probably get there. Jess, spoiler alert, which not really spoiler alert because you already mentioned catfish, but she has catfished over 20 women so far that we know
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
And so this is pretty deep.
And it's been going on for like years, like since MySpace days.
Correct. I mean, which MySpace days is like prime catfishing. Do you know how many times I thought I was talking to Miley Cyrus? Do you understand? Like genuinely.
Well, I mean, did you ever see the movie Catfish?
See the movie Catfish? No.
Oh my God. A movie is what spawned the TV show, because Neve,
I didn't know
who
that.
Hosts the TV show, started talking to his dream girl, and plot twist, it wasn't his dream girl. It was this like old woman that has like her husband that was like a paraplegic and lived in a bar. Like
Neve was catfished?
Yeah. That's how the whole show started.
Whoa. I didn't know that lore. That's kind of mm-hmm, hardcore. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's like him and he's like all young, and it's him and his brother, and they like document this whole thing while he's going to meet this girl that he's been talking to and he's in love with, and he had like been talking to her family and he was friends with all of them on MySpace, and
oh
then he
God.
Finds out that it's just like this sad woman that lives
That's
with her
crazy.
husband. Yeah, it was honestly, it was quite the twist because they marketed it as like a horror movie almost. So they show them like showing up to this house because they went like uninvited. They just like showed up because she like stopped talking to him. They like pull up to like this barn in the middle of the night and it's like really creepy like lighting and stuff. And then you watch the movie and it's actually just like a really sad, also still creepy, but like just sad situation.
Dude, literally, Alex was just here this past weekend and he was like, I'm talking to this guy. I kind of feel like he's catfishing me. I was like, why? Whatever. He asked the guy, can you send me a picture holding up three fingers? The guy blocked him.
Shut up.
I swear. It is rampant. Even the most like realistic looking page, you can totally believe it. They'll even do like medium ugly people. You know what I mean? So that you're not like, oh, this is like a poster model. This is like somebody that's like a regular person, like all of us.
Well, and it's crazy
and
that
still
how
they'll
much
be a catfish.
The resources they have now to do it. Like it used to be before they AI. Could just like steal photos from someone. Now right. It's like if people want to catfish you, they probably could.
Oh yeah. No, 100%. But anyway, this is Lauren's story, or at least part of it.
I did shorten it a little, so it's like shorter than the story time on her TikTok, but it's not like it doesn't cut a bunch of stuff out. It still has everything included. She was just, bless her heart, it was just like a little slow.
Yeah. Well, sometimes when you're talking about something that's so insane and you're trying to get it all in one and you don't edit, it's like the impossible feat. Oh, like I could have never done that.
I literally, this podcast even would be
yeah, we need to cut it, girl. We need to cut it heavily.
A lot
yeah.
of stuttering ums, pauses. So I did cut those out and then I sped it up slightly, but not even that much, so it should still have everything that she included. But as Jesse said, there's also the podcast that goes much more in depth. So this is what we're working with just from her TikTok.
This is the story of who Jessica Polly is and the tremendous abuse that she put me through. This was my best friend. I lived with her. I'm still really struggling with my anxiety, social anxiety especially, and getting in front of the camera sounds like a nightmare, but I'm trying to get through it because I think this story needs to be told. I met Jess in 2020. Around Halloween is when I first officially met her, but I spoke with her and got to know her around 3 or 4 months, maybe, into a relationship that I had started through a dating app with this guy. We had planned to go to either Des Moines or Kansas City or somewhere in that vicinity to spend Halloween because that's where he was living.
So she had put on screen, I didn't like cut it out, but she's referring to Brody, who is this guy that she had been like quote unquote seeing, but like they hadn't met.
Right.
So this is just someone she met on the dating app. And then she is talking about now that they were planning on meeting and going on this trip and then never ended up going.
He was originally in Nashville for a bachelor party. It's never going to be anything more than that. Long story short, it ended up being more than that. His cousin was going to come and Jess is going to come. So his girlfriend, Jess, was going to come and pick me up from the airport. Brody got COVID, so I had to get picked up by her. We really started hitting it off and became close friends. So that's fine with that. We ended up spending 2 weeks together when I went to Iowa, is where we ended up spending 2 weeks together. We had a really good time. Like, I thought that she was going to be one of my really good friends, like a lifelong friend, honestly.
Wait, so the person that she knew didn't show up, or the person she was expecting didn't show up?
Well, so basically she meets this guy on the dating app. They're talking for a while. They're like ready to see each other, ready to meet. So they're going to go on this trip. And the guy that she's talking to says that his cousin is going to come and then his cousin's girlfriend is also going to come.
Okay.
But then the guy that she's talking to gets COVID, so he can't go.
Miraculous.
So I guess she's still, right? And also, can we talk about how like most of the stories we've like, the who the fuck did I marry stories
all
we've talked
have
about,
COVID involved.
All happened during COVID.
It's
so
insane.
Like people just really fucking took advantage of that. So he doesn't go. She ends up going anyway, I guess. I don't know when he pulled out of this trip, but at some point she decided it was fine that I guess the cousin's girlfriend was going to pick her up and then they hit it off.
Okay.
Yeah. But she never met the guy still.
But I mean, yeah. I guess in the moment, you just wouldn't assume anything from that. It is just like, now looking back, it's like, okay, weird.
We were laughing and joking and we just had a very similar sense of humor. I felt like we were literally the same person, which is so scary. I never got to see him. There was a huge blowout. We fought and Jess ended up being a good friend to me through that. That's where we started really becoming close. My lease had just ran out. So I was living with my parents at the time. I went from Nashville to North Carolina.
She was having problems with her family life and she was complaining to me about it all the time, how it just wasn't a good place for her son to grow up in. So not only was I looking for a place, she was also looking for a place. We were like, oh my God, let's get a place together.
I just wanted my freedom back and wanted to live by myself. And me and her got along really well. The only thing is I knew that her son was going to be living with us. Her son was like 8 at the time. So I knew I was going to be going into it living with a child. I was like 24 at the time. I'm 30 now. Good God. We ended up deciding on a place near the beach and it had a really good school system for her son. Worked from home. So I didn't really have a place that I needed to be. I didn't have a job that I had to get to. We were like, okay, great. This is awesome. We're about to live together. Like it's going to be so fun. We both loved watching movies and like watching Bachelor and just like couch rotting, honestly. Like we're very introverted. Well, I'm way more introverted than her. But we just had a really good time for the first little bit. We started having kinds of issues with like how to parent, or like if I should be parenting her son. I was always watching him. She was working 12-hour shifts every day, and so I was staying at home. So anytime he was off of school, I was watching him until she got home. Sometimes she would work night shifts and I'd watch him all night. I noticed that I was still kind of trying to find that friendship aspect that I didn't like. I wanted like a core group of friends. I was looking on Bumble BFF and I found some friends that wanted to meet at this little coffee shop nearby. I noticed pretty quickly that Jess was getting really weird around me having other friends. At first she thought it was really weird that I was on Bumble BFF against anything to do with it. She did not want to meet anybody on there. She can make friends her own way. Her other friends are back home and she has already made her core group of friends. She starts getting jealous of my other friends and saying that I never hung out with her and just really petty shit. Like it felt like I was in high school again. I've also had another friend that has been jealous like this. So this wasn't a huge red flag to me, even though it should have been. We would have these long heart-to-hearts about her past childhood trauma and how she was abandoned. Essentially, she had abandonment issues and was afraid that I would make friends and leave her behind. And we just moved to the same place together. She was worried that she would have nobody. Even the friends that I would have from back home or from other places, like I live by the beach, they want to come visit. She would just have like such a weird attitude towards them, or she would start fights with me around them. It really created a lot of tension to the point where I didn't want to have friends anymore. I just wanted to keep the peace and stop upsetting her because it was causing too many issues. So Brody started getting a bit more aggressive. He started making threats, and anytime that I would try to get out of this relationship.
So I don't know who she is talking about here, though, that it switched. She like throws in a new name, but it didn't, nothing like led up to that. Do you know any of the other characters?
No, I don't. And she like, it's hard because she is writing, or I think the only name she's written on the screen are Brody and Matt, right?
Yeah. And this is another name that got thrown into it. I couldn't even tell what she said exactly.
And stop upsetting her because it was causing too many issues. So Brody started getting a bit more aggressive. He started...
No, she said Brody there. I think that's the name.
I thought she said a different name. No. Okay.
So I think it's still the same people.
He started making threats, and anytime that I would try to get out of this relationship where I wasn't meeting the guy, like I couldn't talk to him. It just was not working out. And so I was trying to get out of it, and he essentially wouldn't let me without threatening me, without telling me that he was going to hurt himself, without going missing for weeks. I'm getting all of his family messaging me, and I'm just trying to have friends and move on. It was the most intense, crazy experience of my life. But that is not the story that I am talking about today. I'm dealing with this on the side. I'm dealing with her and her not wanting to be friends with any of my friends, making it really hard to build that circle that I wanted. We end up moving to a townhouse at one point, and we have a peeping Tom. This is important because Jess is out of town. I've already had a peeping Tom, and it was in college in a different state, completely different scenario. That was 4 years ago or something. I was losing my mind at this point. I had people violating me, which was so traumatizing for me from the start to have this peeping Tom that I ended up getting PTSD from it. And now I'm going through it again. And Jess is like nowhere to be found. She felt like I was losing my mind. Genuinely, I was hearing things that weren't there. And I felt like something was fucking with me. And I didn't have anybody. I've never felt so alone and so confused in my life. And I'm still trying to come out of that. I end up starting to hang out with someone that lived in my apartment complex. I started hanging out with that group of friends and giving myself some space from Jess. She started having a few friends of her own. She also worked in the hospital, so she had a lot of hospital work friends. Once I started getting close with the other neighbor, Jess started getting really weird, really, really weird. And I start noticing that I am starting to have a life again. I wish I could explain to you. The only way that I can explain it is by listening to the podcast. She had beat me down to nothing. Like her and Brody both had beat me down to nothing. I just felt like I was trying and trying and nothing was changing. I'm hoping that this makes sense. This is the furthest that I've gone in one of these stories. I've tried to film this at least 15 times and I can't do it. All of this abuse and some of my family and friends are starting to get really worried because this person is controlling my entire life, trying to connect to the internet because I work from home. And I realized that you can actually have your device taken off of all the other devices that are using Wi-Fi. And I'm like, hey, I think my internet's down. Can you check? And I had a bad feeling that it might have been her for some reason. I think something else was connecting, like maybe my TV or something was working.
I'm not following the Wi-Fi thing.
So basically they live together.
Yeah.
And she works from home. So she was trying to get on the internet one day and like couldn't. So the internet just like wasn't working. But she said that on her like computer and stuff, it wasn't working. On her phone, it wasn't working. But on her TV or something, like there was a reason why she was like, this is weird. Like,
oh, like it was only her device that wasn't getting internet. It wasn't any others.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it wasn't all of her devices. It was like just her main ones that she would be like communicating with people on.
Okay. Yeah.
So then she goes on to say that she reaches out to like the internet company to see.
And I'm like, hey, I think my internet's down. Can you check? And I had a bad feeling that it might have been her for some reason. I think something else was connecting, like maybe my TV or something was working and the phone and computer were down. But anyways, he's like, I'm not supposed to say anything, but whoever owns this account has these two devices turned off, which she was the owner of the account. So I go over to my neighbor's house and I'm like, hey, I need to work a little bit. Do you mind if I crash on your couch? We just had some wine and we were chilling. Me and Jess had just got a new place together. This was our third place together and we definitely should not have been doing this in the first place. I was miserable, but we did have our ups, obviously. Like I had a lot of fun times with her and I felt like she was my best friend in a weird, traumatic sort of way. I didn't know what I was going to do if I wasn't going to live with her. I was either going to have to move back home because I wasn't making enough to live on my own. I didn't want to spend all my money on apartment stuff. I also just didn't really know. It felt like a trauma bond, honestly. I didn't want to abandon her like she had been abandoned in the past. We had ended up getting a new place. We were probably like a weekend. My internet's getting turned off. So I go over to my neighbor's house and I'm using her internet. At the time I had heard a few things being like, okay, so what if Jess is this guy? I'm like, no way. There's no way. Me and her have had so many deep conversations about it. This guy, absolutely a guy that I'm talking to. I have watched so many episodes of Catfish. So many. Lo and behold, I am going through the Reddit thread. I'm going through a deep Reddit thread. And I find this website, phonevalidator.com. And it'll tell you if someone has a texting app or a regular phone or whatever. Find this website. I'm putting in all these numbers, all of his numbers, his crazy family's numbers. And they're all texting apps. There were a ton of red flags. I had already done a ton of research to see if I could find anything out about this guy.
I mean, listen, I do get that she probably felt a connection and stuff, but it is alarming to me that people can. I mean, I know I just said people can have relationships just through text, but just in modern day, that is kind of wild. I mean, she said it happened 6 years ago, but still, like, this was around COVID times. Internet was a thing. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like it's
especially
crazy.
It's like to not even have talked to him like on the phone.
Yeah.
But then I'll have like all of his family members reaching out and like, I don't know. I haven't ever had that kind of situation. So I don't know how I would
deal
with it.
And I don't want to blame her. She didn't do anything wrong.
No.
It's just hard to like crazy. Almost like fathom as a human being. Like I'm wondering like if it was me, would I fall for something similar or would I say, hey, we haven't spoken on the phone? Because even my brother, if he's going to go on a date, like he usually likes to like FaceTime them before or like just know like you're a real person. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I think it probably didn't also help that she said that she like didn't have any other friends. So like
it might have been a mixture of things. Right. Yeah.
It's not like she had a bunch of people that she was like bouncing off these scenarios being like, is this weird?
And the one she was bouncing it off of was him. So
it's going to validate it and make it seem like it's real. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Micro Perfumes.
Nothing is worse than dropping $150 on a bottle of perfume only to realize that you absolutely hate it. Have you ever blind bought perfume? Worst idea ever. Unless, that is, you're getting it from Micro Perfumes.
That is true, because it comes in the little travel sizes, so you get to basically test out a perfume and have it for a few uses before you really want to commit and buy the full bottle. I know that sometimes you might be like fully blind buying perfumes, but also, have you ever had it where you smell a perfume on someone and then you get it and then it doesn't smell the same on you?
100 times. Yes. It's the worst.
It's really, really upsetting.
So how it works is Micro Perfumes lets you sample luxury fragrances in pocket-sized vials, and there's no subscription. All they do is give you instant access to authentic in-stock fragrances, the real thing. There's no dupes. And there are super high-end brands like Dior, Tom Ford, things that would cost hundreds of dollars. It's actually the only way I was able to sample Bianco Latte, which is hundreds of dollars. And I didn't want to commit to it because everybody talks about it, but I didn't know
there
if I'd like it.
And I mentioned that they have my signature scent, Le Labo, and everyone in the comments was like, Lily, tell us what your signature scent is. They do have several options, but the one I get is Another 13. Highly recommend it. My mom wears it now and she gets compliments everywhere she goes.
They have over 500 fragrances to choose from. It's fast shipping straight to your door.
And it's super easy to order. I did it personally right before a trip and it makes it easy because then if you don't check your bag, you can still have it in your carry-on, unlike a full-size bottle, which they'll make you throw away at TSA.
And even if you're not flying, I like to keep it in my purse, especially for scents that you want to reapply throughout the day. It's just super convenient. So why commit to blind buy a $200 bottle when you could find your scent soulmate today and get up to 60% off at microperfumes.com/DWKT.
That's microperfumes.com/DWKT and you get up to 60% off.
Micro Perfumes, real scents, no regrets. And thank you so much to Micro Perfumes for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
I Googled him. I looked at the hospital he worked at. I called hotels he was supposed to stay at and nothing ever lined up. That was really frustrating because as my best friend, she's telling me this person is real. And I'm asking her, like, please, if this is a joke, just tell me.
Oh yeah. That's the other thing. It's not even just that like she has skin in the game and is like trying to convince her that he's real. It's that she claimed like that's how they know each other, supposedly. Is
oh, so if he
person.
Wasn't real, then like how is she real? Other than she was him. So yeah, it didn't
exactly.
make sense. Yeah.
I'm losing my mind once again with all the abuse that I'm getting from both sides. I knew right away she was involved in it. I just didn't know how. I'm packing up all my shit, throwing it in the car. My mom's there. I told her at this point and I went to the police station as soon as I moved back home.
Wait, I guess I'm not understanding though. What was the trigger that made her realize?
She went to that website and found out that all of the numbers
are
from
texting
apps. Oh, it
was the numbers. Right. Okay. So she put two and two together. Got it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
I got the restraining order and everything. I was still doing a bunch of research because I just needed to know how she did this. Like, there were times where I was texting him and I would get responses and then she's sitting right beside me and she's not responding. So I don't know what happened with that or how she was doing that. I was suspicious of her. I just didn't know how involved she was. And I didn't think that she was this sick. I find out it's her. I find out the guy that's photos that she used was a guy that she had met or they had met when he was a lifeguard in Maryland back when she was like 11. He started using his photos ever since they were young.
When she was 11.
Dude, a lot of people I've realized recently, I've heard some crazy fucking catfishing stories recently. They do it from people they know. People that are like uncles mm-hmm. will do it of their nephews or cousins or like people like in their family. Well, that's even
closer. This is like she picked like a random dude that she met when she was 11.
Yeah.
So I think I've seen a lot where they do pick like a random person from their school that they never talk to.
Yeah.
Or there are people that I think that's even creepier when like family members use other, especially like older family members or like family members that are like guys will use girls or vice versa. Right. That I think is really creepy. Yeah. Especially if they're close to them.
I message him. I'm like, yo, I think someone is using your photos. I just got catfished by them for a very long time. I also find out that her other best friend that she kept me and her separated from and she would try to start fights between us was also being catfished by the exact same situation. And this girl has been our best friends. Then we find out that she has 20 plus other victims, at least. She's been doing this since elementary school.
Elementary school is insane.
I'm telling you, there is something mentally in people who do things mm-hmm. like this. Like Elizabeth Teckenbrock did it from a very young age too. She lied about things. She created a lot of different, just like personas almost like it felt like, where she lived many different lies.
Like when we were talking about fucking Emery Bingham.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, well, she just lied. It's like,
no,
she didn't just lie. Like, you can't it was, take like, that really lightly. Serious.
If you see a child or like a teenager displaying characteristics like this, like they don't outgrow
you need
it.
To address it.
Yeah, like they yeah. need help because they're gonna do worse things when they turn into an adult and they have access to adult money and like resources exactly. to like trick people yeah. even further. And I do think that the reason people do this is like mainly this like innate need for attention in a very fucked up way. And it's mm-hmm. kind of like the people that faked like injuries and stuff in school, you know, yep. like that type of thing, but like on crack. Like genuinely, yep. it is very concerning. So I don't even know how somebody has the time, but if it's all that matters to them, then I guess I do understand how they have the time. It's like
she
all they
brings
care about.
That up though, because she's like, this girl, Jess is her name.
Yeah.
She says that this girl, Jess, like had a kid and like used to
oh
work
my God, I forgot about
time
that.
As a nurse.
Oh my God. She's gonna be like that mom in that documentary. Texting the kid.
Seriously. No, but it's like, how does she genuinely, like, where does she find the time?
I don't know.
Because, like, I'm like, I don't have a kid or a job that isn't, like, flexible. And I'm like, I barely have time for that, I feel
also,
like. I have, like, time
mean,
to go on walks.
Not to accuse her of anything, but the fact that she is a nurse is, like, terrifying. Or not a nurse, but she works in a hospital. She has access in any way to any patient ever is scary. Even if she's that a janitor, too. Like, yeah. I'm scared.
And I do wonder, though, if, like, I don't know, I feel like nurses are pretty much constantly doing stuff, but, like, are there times that, like, overnight, for example, like, that they're not, there's, like, some lulls and that they have the time to, like, do random shit like this? Because
probably, depending.
Right? On, like, I'm just like, I don't know how you would find the hours in the day to be able to do this.
I don't know about this, but, like, maybe they could play some Candy Crush. I don't know. Was she a nurse, though?
Yeah. Well, allegedly.
Oh, even yeah. worse. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought she was just like a random hospital employee.
We have so many pages of evidence of all of the shit this girl has done. She has a full-time job and a child. What are you doing? How do you spend that time? How do you do this? And she's like, yeah. So the story, I find out that it's her and that she's been doing this. And oh, I send her a text. I'm like, yo, please fuck off and die, essentially. Oh, we took her to court. It was just a slap on the wrist. And she's been doing this for a long time. She's been getting photos out of people. She's been getting emotional intimacy from people. She's been emotionally abusive and manipulative and gaslighting and using this character to sexually assault people. And yeah, so that's the very short condensed version.
I don't know what that aspect of it
so I
is.
Did see text like this that she showed where it's Brody saying oh, okay. show me that cute face, and then she responds, you owe me like 18 selfies, and he says, I beg to differ. She says, okay, lol, and he says, what are you doing now? Show me your boobs. I mean, like, literally 20 something. I mean, men will sometimes just ask to see your boobs.
That's, I'm like,
I do think that's still a thing. They're like,
happening?
You know.
I just feel like that way of asking.
No, it's like, ridiculous.
Show me your boobs.
But then she says, no, I'm playing drinking games with Jess. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The girl who's texting this. And then he says, okay, so drink more than show me. So that is sexual assault. If she were to fucking show it under false pretenses, that's not the person she intends to see it.
And then that Jess is probably like getting her to drink more. So then she'll, because that's who she's playing the drinking games with.
Right. So what we're about to read are texts, snaps, and Instagram DMs. Now, a girl named Monica posted this. Monica also claims that Jess catfished her with Brody. We're unsure if this is just texts and messages between Monica and Jess. It could be from other people as well, because some of the conversations are blue and some are green. So unless Brody changed
But Jess is involved in all of them.
Yeah, Jess is the one sending them. So let's take a listen. Yeah. So it says on screen, all of this from a friend who was catfishing all of us for years as a guy, aka Brody. And says, I just want to know everything about you and I get excited thinking about learning. I want to know what you love, what you don't really like, what's made you who you are. I want to know everything. That's psychotic. Also, that's fucking psychotic.
And again, this is not victim blaming at all. I'm just like, Brody Jacobs, that name sounds like such like a character.
It does, and it also just sounds like a random white dude.
There's no reason you would like think to not believe it by any means. But in retrospect, looking at it, I feel like it's kind of like,
I guess, yeah. And then, oh my God. This is from Snapchat. And I love how Snapchat presents it as like a giant run-on sentence. Isn't this like separate messages?
I think so. Like after each like new
like space or like enter type of thing. Yeah. It says, why are you lying to me? I swear to fucking God, if you don't tell me the truth right now, you'll be one sad fucking girl in a second. Couldn't get enough of him, could you? Why the fuck did you lie to me, you fucking liar? I don't even want to say all this. We're going to get demonetized. But it's like a it starts getting all in caps lock. It's just bad.
Oh my God. Why do you not know how to tell the effing truth? Lying effing bitch, go to hell. You did this same shit to me with blank. I hope he's fucking worth it.
So this is Brody accusing her of cheating.
Yeah. When it's like she hasn't even met this person in person.
And then when you really think of like the intricacies of this, where it's your best friend and roommate, you are living life with this person every single day, doing this, and then likely, like she said, consoling her when things like this would happen. It really like is unfathomable to me. I don't know how I would ever trust anybody I ever meet again. Genuinely. Not to say she shouldn't.
It's so fucked up.
It's scary.
Yeah, no, the catfishing in general is insane. And like, how could you do that to someone? But then when you take in the roommate aspect, it's just, it's terrifying. Here's another one that he says, I don't just think about right now and how seeing you the first time is going to go. I literally think about even a year down the road about going to the grocery store together and goofing around, me throwing random snacks in the cart and you telling me how much of a child I am. Then further down the road, you asking me to send a picture of what I sent our mini to daycare in. Oh my God.
This is written by a woman, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, men don't refer to kids as our mini. That just doesn't, you know.
What I sent our mini to daycare in and being like, Brody, you did not send him in that. You're lying. And I definitely won't be lying. Yeah. No, this absolutely is a
like
girl
it's giving woman.
This.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. God sent you into my life more than once. And I'm not even just saying it. In May, I knew you were the one I wanted and I couldn't give up. And then she says, oh my God, with a bunch of hearts. And he says, you make me crazy, but in a good way.
Yikes.
Yeah. I hope they're everything you've always wanted since you're all over them and ignoring me. I really fucking hope it was worth it. Your slutty, ugly ass friends. What?
Right. Is Jess one of those friends? You're like calling yourself like
that? Yeah. I'm not all over anyone and I need you to stop. I was in the water, not with my phone. And then I knew you'd be giving your number out and be all over other guys and you fucking wonder why I didn't want you to go. The girl says, I didn't do that. And he says, fuck you. I fucking hate you. Fuck you.
Let me tell you something. If all I've ever done is just text you, then like, I mean, regardless, if someone ever said this to me or spoke to me in this way, fuck you. But like all I've ever done is text you and you think if I go somewhere, I can't give my number out. Then I don't even know you, sir. Never even seen your face. Yeah. This is Brody on what looks to be Instagram saying, I'm sorry. Why do you put up with me? You deserve better. And I'm really sorry I haven't given it. This rotation just really took over my life and I hate it. Rotation. That sounds like a medical thing, which isn't she a nurse?
He's a nurse too, supposedly. He works at a hospital.
Good way to keep your story straight. Yeah, literally his name on Instagram is Brody Jacob 6.
Yeah, come on. No, but I was thinking that too, because if she says that she's a nurse, then she has direct access to anything that like, if he needs to take a picture and be like, I'm at work.
Right. She goes on to say, I want you. And that's something that I don't have to question. I want to get through all this with you, babe. I really do. Why are you going through things before you've even seen each other? I can't. Haha. Good. That's what I like to hear. There was no response in the middle. Maybe it got deleted. I left a key for you though, that Matt is going to give you. And I have a closet full of hoodies. You can come here and grab and stay whenever you want. Even if I'm not here, there's also a letter on my desk in my spare room and a couple boxes I want you to open. And they're labeled for the hard days. Just open them when you need a reminder of all the things I love about you and can't wait to do. Pardon?
Okay. Again, this was written by a girl.
No, literally. Or Nicholas Sparks. One or the other. No in between. Like, this is just completely unfathomable. But also, like,
I have a closet full of hoodies.
You not can Matt look, leaving like, the key, who doesn't exist, for the apartment of Brody's that doesn't exist, unless it's Jess's apartment. And then she's like, and if I'm not there, so like, is this an empty apartment she like rents just to give?
I don't know. And like, did you buy a bunch of men like men's hoodies like, to hang up?
Oh my god, it's like whiplash. Then this is another green text message, so it could be a different person. It's Brody saying, "I hope someone puts you through this hell and you're miserable." And then the person says, "I wasn't with blank," and he says, "It's cruel and evil and I fucking hate you." And then they say, "Yeah," and Brody says, "Slut you are." Okay, Yoda. "You hurt me for the last time and I hope you can sit and laugh about it. You thought it was so funny doing this to me again and now you two can really laugh." She says, "I don't think anything is funny. Don't ever call me that." And he says, "Well, you are. And yeah, you're."
What?
I don't know what the rest of the text message says, but it's funny to say, "Well, you are. And yeah, you're," because it's just a short. Anyway, thought that was silly.
Oh God. Wait.
What is this?
So I don't know whose screenshot this is, but it's someone saying, "I'm reaching out because I'm sure Jess hasn't told you, or not the whole truth if she did. She has been catfishing both blank and I for 3+ years. She's pretended to be a man, asked for nudes, sent someone else's pictures, manipulated, gaslighted, and ruined my life with her sick and twisted game. Every time I tried to leave the situation, the man she was portraying threatened to kill himself. This is just a small fragment of what's been going on for a very long time. She's lied to everyone. I've been in therapy for it. Blank is pressing charges and got a restraining order, and I will be doing the same." And then the person says, "Oh my God, she did this to me also."
And then it says, "I've been questioning this for years." So can you imagine? I'm just, oh
no,
oh my
no.
God, now we're getting snaps from Jess to whoever took these screenshots. It says, "Hi, sorry, it's been a few crazy days. You know Matt, right?" And then they said, "Haha, yes, sorry, same here." And yes, and she says, "Haha, it's okay, no worries. How do you know him? Brody or something, he said, right?" And she says, "Haha, yes, I've been talking to Brody." So what I'm imagining is that she probably catfishes as both Brody and Matt to like make her stories make sense.
Oh my God. So this, I think, is they're about the initial trip that they were going to take where she first met. Jess.
Yeah, I think so. So this is the person we're talking about, allegedly Lauren.
This is so fucking weird. Like, this is so creepy. Just when you think about the fact that she's reaching out knowing like they're all of their conversations already.
Ugh. It's very, very invasive and fucked up. And even just the way she's asking is very casual. And it's so, like, when you read it back,
you can tell that it's super weird. But it wouldn't have felt weird in the moment.
No,
I get,
not at all.
But, like, this looking back, it's like, oh, my God.
I would not have thought anything weird about it. I mean, even the way she asked, like, yeah, Matt was asking
even
me.
Even if a random person, like, reached out on Snapchat to be like, oh, I'm so-and-so. Like,
yeah, it's weird. But even, like, her saying, like, yeah, Matt was asking me if I was going so you and I could ride together. But I hadn't really decided, have you gone before? Like, just, like, super casually. Not, like, we should ride together. Like, it's very, like.
Exactly. It's just kind of like presenting the option and then like making her think that she's making the decision, even though it's already pretty much been made for her.
Yeah. So the next thing we're going to watch, or the next few things actually, is from a girl named Danny. And she was a coworker of Jess. And she knew another girl who was allegedly in a relationship with Brody. And when Lauren uncovered that she was being catfished, she reached out to all of Jess's friends. So that's how they connected. And so she explains like a whole story time about it. But she also provided a timeline and basically described how many years Jess has been at this, because the thing is that like she's catfished a lot of people who are like smart bitches and have like gone digging after the fact and have realized her footprint is insane. She has literally, I'm telling you, there's a whole entire season of a podcast just on her. It's like endless stories.
I mean, it's not surprising because so many of the people on Catfish, it's not one person usually. It's not like they just like, oh, I didn't think they would like me, so I used fake pictures. It's like, no, they have a problem.
Right.
And they have created this whole world of like a network of people with family members, with friends. And they just make it so believable because there's so many people. And you're like, how could anyone make that up? Except they do, because they've spent years cultivating it.
Well, and it's hard to operate from that mindset because it's so unfathomable. You would never do it, so you just never go there. Like, that's not even a place you would go to, even if it was kind of obvious. Like, we've looked at things where we're like, yeah, a woman wrote this. Maybe there's something that clicks one day that you're like, okay, this is too weird, but like, for the most part, I don't know.
I think it's probably looking back, you would be like, oh,
right,
obviously that's weird. But I think in the moment, and like, given other circumstances maybe in your life or other with things they've said, like, you just kind of, yeah, you wouldn't doubt it.
Right.
I don't know.
Now, it's this crazy. Is Danny explaining how they found out that it was Jess. And I was curious about this because obviously everybody's going to have their own situation. Like with Lauren, she realized that the numbers and all that stuff, but I wanted to know how they had found out that Jess was the one, which I'm sure there's like 20 other stories that are just like this in a different way, because eventually you're going to fuck up and people are going to find out. But it's still so fucking interesting to me.
Danny is one that had a friend.
Danny is the coworker of Jess who knew someone that was dating Brody, who was Jess.
Basically, Potato's roommate had a...
So she calls...
She also gave them code names.
Yeah, so Potato... Yep. Hold on, we do have that info. Potato's Jess, Sweet Potato's Lauren, and then the Yam is Bree. And Bree, I guess, is the one that was also dating Brody.
Inkling that something was wrong the entire time they were talking. So Potato's roommate, I think I called her Sweet Potato. I don't remember. The potatoes get confusing, but Sweet Potato, or whatever, Potato's roommate, got sus, and she started, I'm sick, so excuse my voice. She started, like, reverse Google searching the images of the guy, Brody, and Potato is a photographer, so she can edit pictures really well. She edits them just enough so you can't Google reverse image search or whatever, but the one photo she found the real guy Brody, who's in the pictures, and talked to him, and he knew exactly who Potato was because Potato's been using his pictures for years.
Wait a second, so they're saying, Danny's saying, that Lauren didn't find out from the text messages, that she found out because she reverse image searched some of Brody's pictures that were not Photoshopped. So she would fucking take the pictures and Photoshop them just a little so that it wouldn't be recognized.
Oh, yeah. Well, she does mention that it was like she was using the guy's pictures that she met when she was 11.
Oh, yeah. I guess she just didn't say, like, I found him and then that's... Like, she wasn't clear about how she found out.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I guess that's it. That is such an interestingly terrifying technique to, like, adjust it just a little bit so that Google
reverse image search. But also, the thing with reverse image searching, it doesn't work as well as people think it does necessarily.
No, it's quite bad, actually.
Yeah, and I feel like, especially with, like, social media, only recently did, like, Instagram start getting added to, like, Google searches. Like, I think this year that started being actually in search results. I'm pretty sure that unless it was, like, a main profile picture, if it was, like, just one of your Facebook pictures or, like, just something on your Instagram, it wouldn't have come up anyway.
Yeah.
Or it has to be like the exact same dimensions. So then if you also then added small edit, that would easily throw the search engine
that's
off.
That's insane. So Danny posted a TikTok showing comments that Jess left, and they're just as unhinged as you would expect.
Okay, we're gonna go ahead and just go through all her psychotic comments because I got time today.
She posted these comments on the TikTok about Jess being a catfish.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So Danny's done like a bunch of TikToks on this. And so on one of those, or on Danny's TikTok, Jess went there to comment on this situation because Danny was also coming out about Jess. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. No, this is giving Elizabeth Teckenbrock.
Right. Exactly. Like, they're touching the poop right now, hardcore.
I can also clear the air on the pathetic podcast and cries for attention from the victim. Yes, there's some truth, but a lot of stretching out.
Oh my gosh, she is Elizabeth Teckenbrock.
I know, that's why I read that first one. It was like, that's exactly what she says. It's like, well, there's some truth to what they're saying, but not everything.
And I'm like, well, some is enough for me, actually.
Well, what's true? Maybe we should specify then.
Not this person they're making me out to be. So y'all are telling me, Jess, you're telling us that 20 plus people that were interviewed is stretching the truth? 20, right. Like, not only did the victims talk, but they had supporting people, their friends, their family members, to confirm the emotional distress on them. There's not some truth. It's all truth. We heard your confession in episode 5. Everybody heard it. This is not a cry for attention. This is warning people, so you can't do this shit again.
This is
the documents and of the false accusations. With your attorney, then show it. You have proof? Show the proof. What proof do you have?
What documents from your attorney are you going to present?
No, but that's exactly what Elizabeth Teckenbrock does, is saying that she's going to sue everyone and that she's filed like a court thing against this and that she has proof and she's going to come out with everything. And they get to a point where they cannot lie anymore. Like, they have to address something, but they also were like not ready to let the lie go. So they're like clinging on to, like, there's some truth. Like, what do you mean there's some truth?
Yeah.
That you did catfish them?
Right.
Well, like, what's the lie then?
There's no proof to show that you didn't do this. That doesn't even make sense. False accusations. We showed the text messages. Like, what are you actually talking about? They lost the court case because I did nothing illegal. I think you are just truly not understanding how it worked. And let's break it down. So the women showed up to court. You were there, so you should know what happened. They were going to charge you with a misdemeanor and probation to stay off social media for a year. And the girls were given the option to take that, because we are in the state of North Carolina and it's a misdemeanor here for cyber stalking, which is illegal. Which is illegal. So they could take that or they could go for harder charges. So they didn't want to just give you a misdemeanor and they wanted to go for harder charges. So nobody lost a court case. They dismissed it investigate it more. To get you a felony that you deserve and jail time. Expect it. And then this is about Monica. Also, the screenshot, I was trying to make a friend in a healthy way. I don't even know what she's saying here with...
What the fuck? This last screenshot says, also the screenshots of the things Monica said to me. I was just trying to make a friend a healthy, genuine way. We almost died in an accident because of this Danny girl. I told Monica to let me know. And even Danny's like, what?
We almost did in an accident because of this Danny girl. Like, what are you talking about? Monica posted her side of what happened. She didn't say you did some crazy thing. She said she felt deceived by you because you deceived her. If not, post the proof.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, the messages that we read, the snaps to Monica and stuff, were deranged.
Yeah.
Absolutely deranged. Yeah. One interesting thing that we did pick up that we obviously don't have, because like we said, we're just following the TikTok stuff. There's obviously the podcast that we've talked about. But Danny saying that in episode 5, Jess confessed. I'm very interested about that. So why don't we insert that here?
Yeah, we're going to find it and put it for you guys to watch.
I just needed to be honest with you about that.
So what happened?
Like Brody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to be honest with you and tell you, like, he wasn't real.
So it was you?
Yes. And I, made that profile or that, whatever you call it, the Hinge account, to make friends. I don't know why, I did that to make friends. I have no idea. I had a long talk with, my aunt and stuff last night. And, I need to call Monica and talk to Monica about it.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's really hard for me because I don't know. I love you to death. And, we have, such a good friendship. And I didn't want, any secrets from any of it. I wanted to be able to talk to you and, tell you, what happened and what it was. And because, it was one of those things that's hard, when you're doing that, you just stop because you're, maybe a little attachment is going with it. And it's, it's never supposed to be that. And I just got caught up with it. And I needed to be honest with you.
Oh, I appreciate that, but I went through a lot with Brody, that, and I was hurt and really fucked up by that situation in itself.
I know, and I think that's, the hardest part is, it didn't need to become that, and it did. When I would, be with you or I would, see how hurt you were by it and stuff, I didn't want to keep doing that. I didn't think that, anything could ever come from that. You know what I mean? Without, meeting or anything.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense. I guess I never expected, emotions to, get involved with it. I just wanted it to, fade away, which, it did. Obviously, we, quit talking, but, it didn't matter, when we had talked a lot,
I sent Brody pictures,
I just want you to know, I don't have any of that stuff, and I think that, when I was talking to Alicia about it, in the moment, you try to, make it as real as you can. And I think that that's, what's really hard is, it was never, get pictures like that or anything like that. It's just, you, go with it. And it's just, when it happened, I didn't know how to just, stop it. And, I don't know. There's no excuse for any of it. I just really needed to, be honest with you. And, I wanted you to be able to talk to me about it. And I know it's really hard because that can, ruin a trust between us. I just want to be able to give you whatever you need from me. I know it's hard to say I don't want to lose you, but I don't want to lose you, but I wanted to be honest with you.
But all in all, I don't know what the fuck to make of this other than it scares me that people like this exist. And I'm sorry to everyone that went through it and fell in love with a person, which whatever anyone has to say about that, you're putting your time, your energy into it. Then you're being abused by them. You're being screamed at. You're being accused of cheating all the while. It's your fucking friend?
Then you find out it's your friend.
No.
And you expose her. And find out all these other people. And then that quote-unquote friend, this crazy person, is in comments still trying to deny some of it.
Yeah. It's a cruelty.
Biggest slap in the face.
Surpasses any sort of understanding that I can give. I genuinely don't know how someone can live with themselves, put their head down every night, and just be like, yeah, this is what I've done. Slay. and defend it.
No, it's insane.
But yeah, obviously this goes a lot deeper. We could get into the like dark life or the rabbit hole of just what is it? I forgot her last name already. I don't even care, to be honest.
Yeah,
we could whatever. Do that if we need to.
The crazy catfish.
But this is pretty much it. Like, she is literally a catfish. We're gonna link the podcast down below that covers this the entire season 20 if you guys really want to dive into it. But like, yeah, I was perplexed and then obviously intrigued by the fact that like there was so many people. As awful as it is, it's just insane to think about. Like, 20 women is fucking crazy.
Just keeping track of all of that. Like, I don't know if they were all, like, overlapping or if it was, yeah. like...
And
yeah, because
nurse.
They were lasting, like, years.
Yeah, no, I can't. I can't deal with any of this. But anyway, that's pretty much it. What a disturbing topic. We love the internet? Or actually...
He was like,
It's what allowed Jess to do this. So do we?
Let's find reasons we like the internet, but she was not
right. Exactly right.
Do you want to see animals photographed from underneath so you can like see their little feet?
Oh, sure. That sounds. I like that.
Or a funny Halloween costume.
No, let's do the under paws.
Okay. Little toe beans.
Glass.
Yeah, so but cute. There's like a variety of animals.
Oh my god, that is such a cute idea. Porcupine! Oh. I can barely see its
hedgehog.
Feet. Oh, a hedgehog.
It's a hedgehog.
Aren't they like cousins?
Probably.
Oh my god, that looks like Jasmine kinds of. That is so cute. Oh my god, how did they get the horse on it? This looks like AI.
Oh, I hope it's. No, it has the photographer named.
Okay. How'd they fit the horse on the glass table? You know, it's giving the ones where the hippo's jumping on the trampoline.
No one said it was a table.
Well, like, how'd they get it?
If it was like a glass, like a, I don't know.
Oh, that's very cute. I love this. I don't want to put too many. I don't want to kill our asset girl, but, or her kill us.
Oh, but they're so good.
That is so cute. I love that. I do. Okay.
Here's another horse.
That looks like a unicorn. I love that. And a turtle. I don't know about the turtle. The turtle's not really doing much for me. God bless. I love turtles. But anyway.
Also, I would like to throw out that there are comments that I see relatively often where it's like, link the we love the internet. And to that I say, what the fuck have I been doing for months? It has been at least 6 months, probably right. closer to a year,
right.
that I've been inserting the links to both of our
We Love
Internet.
Just down below, guys. It's in the description. Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah.
So on a less aggressive note, sorry, I got a little upset.
Check it out.
I was going to say that the link will be there if you want to see. There was like 10 other pictures.
There you go. Okay. Super cute. Yeah. Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you, but we must be going. And as always, we hope you have a fantastic weekend and we'll see you on Monday. Bye.
Don't catfish people.
Please.
Cheers.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.